Governor, thanks for being with us again.
Glad to be back.
House Majority Leader Amy Stevens, a Republican, recently summed up her agenda for Colorado Public Radio. She said, "Our agenda is jobs and the economy." Without holding you to exactly seven words, can you give us a phrase that sums up your top priorities for the coming session?
Well, I'd say jobs, 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 and education reform, health care.
Okay.
So very similar but different.
Can you give me a specific proposal you're hoping to see out of this session that would spur job growth?
Well, there are a number of things we've been working on. Ken Lund, who's our head of economic development, we announced 2 weeks ago the Colorado Innovation Network. And the focus is, how do you get more innovation, more patents, into jobs? And this is completely funded by the business community. They're going to have a multi-day conference next September and then have that fold into a web-based approach to take all 24 federal laboratories in Colorado, all the research laboratories at CSU and Colorado School of Mines.
So this could be NREL, the National Renewable Energy Lab. This could
they're
be...
all gonna, they've all agreed they're all going to come together, and we're going to break down the silos and take the patents and ideas that could lead to businesses and tie them in with the business schools and then the young entrepreneurs in the business community.
This doesn't strike me as something you need support from the legislature for.
No. I think this is what we're trying to go to the legislature for is one of the related components, which is around economic development. So what we've talked about is replenishing the fund by which we convinced Arrow Electronics to move their global headquarters here. It's a $20 billion a year company. Their CEO said in the next couple of years they expect to get to $23 billion in sales. To get Arrow's global headquarters here, we had to have a small amount of money, relative, much smaller than New York or California or Florida would give. But we did need some money. That fund is completely depleted.
A legislative leader from your own party, the Democratic Party, this is House Minority Leader Mark Ferrandino, recently told us he expects the coming session to be a partisan bloodbath. Will that be the case?
Well, you know, I think my crystal ball is about as good at looking at the future political tenor in the legislature as it is as we've been at predicting the budgets, right? Predicting budgets is hard, and predicting whether people get along. I do think, and I've said this to Republicans and Democrats, one of the reasons Arrow Electronics moved their global headquarters to Colorado was that we do collaborate at a very high level. So I think if the Republicans really are talking about jobs and really are talking about the economy, and I think if the Democrats are really talking about jobs and the economy, they'll recognize that by finding the right compromises, we help define Colorado as a place that does things differently.
You talk about the tone politically, and you know, one thing that I think changed the tone was the very controversial reapportionment process, the redrawing of state and House boundaries. Republicans don't think they got a fair shake. You've said publicly that you were disappointed with the results of reapportionment. First of all, do you agree that the process put the GOP at a disadvantage?
You know, I don't know whether anyone got an unfair advantage one way or the other. I do. When I said I was disappointed, the bitterness that came out of it, and also the number of sitting legislators who suddenly are going to have to be in a primary against another incumbent, means that we're going to lose some good people. And this is not just Republicans, but Democrats got combined into districts as well. I find that to be regrettable.
Any changes you'd recommend in the process? They'd need a constitutional fix, right?
I wouldn't have a problem looking at a two-thirds majority. Say for any map to be pushed to the judge, you need 8 out of 11 votes. I also thought that one thing that both Republicans and Democrats spoke strongly for was more competitive districts, which right now that's not in the language of priorities. They look at
keeping districts whole.
Counties whole.
Right.
Communities of interest. But I think it really helps the state to have competitive primaries and competitive elections. So having your reapportionment make more districts, both Senate and House, more competitive means that people will come out to primaries and we'll vote in the general elections if they're more competitive.
Governor, thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure.
I'm Ryan Warner.